ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्. सो एस् ऐ सेड् इन् द मार्निङ्ग्, द उपनिषद् इस् अ प्रमाण ऐ मीन्स् आफ् नालेज् टु नो द ट्रूत् आफ् मै सेल्फ्. ओके, टु नो वट् मोक्ष इस् अबौट्. ओके, मोक्ष फ्रीडम् फ्रम् मै लिमिटेशन्स् एस् अ फैनैट् बीङ्ग्, टु फैण्ड् द फुल्फिल्मेण्ट् दट् ऐ सीक्. With this elaborately seen in the previous class, let's go into the text proper. Okay, as I said, we are doing the 6th chapter, so one small section of the Upanishad. Okay, and this Upanishad also has great other students also, you know, the whole various dialogues with various teachers. So one dialogue we'll see here. Okay. ॐ श्वेतकेतो आवर्ण्ये आसतमः पितोवाच श्वेतकेतो वस ब्रह्मचर्यं न वै सौम्य अस्मत्कुलीनः अननूच्य ब्रह्मबन्धुरिव भवतीति. He says, here, okay, Shvetaketu is being addressed by Arunya, the father. Okay, Arunya is a father, and Shvetaketu, the son, is being addressed. He says, Asatam hapito vacha. Asa meaning, there was Shvetaketu, son of Arunya, okay.
Grandson.
Grandson of Arunya. Oh. Arunaha, okay, Aruni, Arun, grandson. And the father says, okay, Pita Uvacha, Shvetaketo Vasa Brahmacharyam. Okay, stay as a Brahmachari. Okay, stay as a Brahmachari means, it's not that don't get married. Stay as a Brahmachari means Gurukula Vasa. Okay, go. Now remember, he is a, his name is Uddhalaka. Aruni was his father's name. Our Uddhalaka, son of Aruni, tells Shvetaketu, Vasa Brahmacharyam. Now remember, Arunaha, Uddhalaka, then Shvetaketu. The Gurukula is already running. But mushkil hai. Why? Daddy, kaisa padega? And for a dad to teach also is difficult. Can be sometimes too critical. Father, probably. The job involves something like that, you know. Yeah. So, the job of a father, I'm saying, sometimes, you know, you get carried away by correcting the kid, do this, don't do that, don't do this, this, this. After that, to learn becomes difficult. Therefore, best, send him to somebody else. Vasa Brahmacharya. Okay? Why? Because he Saumya, Saumya, Saumya meaning dear one, Asmat Kulinaha Ananuchya. In our family, there is nothing, no one who is not educated. Brahma Bandhu Hiva Bhavati Iti. You cannot call yourself a Brahmana unless you are educated. Okay. Why? Guna karma vibhagaha for a Brahmin, right? The caste system was based not on birth. Even on birth, he's Rishiputra, no? What is the problem? No. Caste system was not based on birth. Birth didn't come into the picture. It was based on guna and karma. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagaya. So we are looking at guna, you have to be sattvic, sattva guna pradana. How can you become sattva guna pradana unless there is some intellectual stimulation, learning, etc.? How will you become sattvic? Karma, brahmana karma, how can you do unless you have studied? So either way, whether you are looking by this karma or guna, you have to be an intellectual. Sattva guna pradana means a thinker. You have to be a thinker, an intellectual. How can you be that? Thinker, intellectual, plus, because sattva comes into the picture, dharmic, plus emotionally intelligent. Your emotional quotient also has to be high. Emotionally responsive. You can't be a nerd. Intellectual, all right. You can't be like Sheldon from Big Bang Theory. Not possible, okay? Yeah. So, now all this, how will you learn? Simple, go to a Gurukula. Gurukula education will take care of a lot of this. Why education? Thinking. You are in a company of other people who are thinking, who are thinkers. You may be a great guy back home. Here everyone is saying. He's like the guy who gets into IIT and has a chip on his shoulder. I went to IIT. But everyone there is the same board. That's a big deal. Yeah, that's a big deal. Everyone is the same background. You get into IIM, same thing. Everyone comes from similar background. Okay, what is the big deal about you? See, then you have to deal with everyone else. Yeah. Roommate, this, that, etc. Batchmates. So emotional intelligence, social skills, all that thing comes in. Dharma, naturally, is a Gurukula. It's not a modern college where they're not bothered about your character. No. Yeah. So Dharma comes into the picture. So Gurukula Vasam will produce Sattva Guna Pradana, intellectuals. Then after that karma, you can decide what you want to do. Depending upon your interest, your talents, your background. So someone may decide, any, the priest job, etc., I like. Okay. You have studied in that background, fine. Specialize in that. Someone else may decide, I'm going to chop off people's heads. Fauji ban jayega. All right, that's karma. You choose. You, by guna, you can be an intellectual. You'll make a great warrior. Right. Or somebody to say, no, I'll be a potter. Fine. Hey, I like to do a lot of seva. Fine. Hey, it doesn't matter. Okay. But if you have gone, if any of these characters have gone through a Gurukula, chances are good, he will be a thinker, all right, an intellectual, all right. Then any job is fine. Yata pravarti bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam. Swakarmana tam abhyaksha siddhim vindati manava. That from which the whole creation has come, yata pravarti bhutanam. That by which the whole creation is pervaded. That Devaha, Ishwaraha, Swakarmana Abhyarcha, worshipping the Lord by your own karma, Ishwararpanam, Siddhim Vindati Manava, you gain the Siddhi of what? Samatvam, Kaushalatvam, etc. I'm taking certain things for granted, it's all from the Gita. Okay, yeah. Samatvam, Yogamuchyate, Kaushalatvam, all that you gain. Then, moksha is open, right here, waiting, pending discovery. Okay, everybody says, go and shut. After that, we will see moksha, high can we will see. Whether the guy is ready for moksha, etc., we will see later. But start your life well. You know, the life of preparation, done well. Therefore, this is how youngsters studied in India. Old tradition is this. And the Gurukulas were always run by the rishis. And the Gurukulas had many streams, multiple streams of things going on. And there were specialized Gurukulas also. There were super specializations, you know. Like Drona's Gurukula. Dronacharya. His Gurukula was only meant for warriors. No one else. Why? You finish all that there. You study a few years in another Gurukula. Get your basics. Then come here. Get your basics and then come here. Specialization. Yeah. Why? Because it's high skilled. Yeah. Highly skilled. Therefore, I'm sure there were Gurukulas specializing in other things also. There may have been a Gurukula run by a Rishi, small one, which is only into creating priests, etc. Could have been. Or more of the secular disciplines were taught, so-called secular disciplines. We didn't have that divide. Okay. Could have been. We don't know. If you look at the literature, there is enough traces to show these things were there, trace evidence is available. There is no description, but evidence is available to various disciplines, some specialized, most of them large Gurukula, general. Some were very large. Some specialized schools were large. In this thing itself. Yajnavalkya. The king gives him a gift of 1,000 cows. That means there is an ashram huge enough for 1,000 cows to be there. And I'm sure there are already some cows there. And he wins this 1,000 cows in a debate. Huge. How huge would we have been that Gurukulam?
You must be having the land also to keep them.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. How huge would it have been?
Crazy.
Problem of disciples. Problem of disciples.
And how many disciples? Correct, huge. Similarly, Parashurama's Gurukula. Parashurama's Gurukula, there were groups called Shatakas. They were trained in groups. Each group were 100 people. 100 Rathis, chariot warriors. If you have to have 100 Rathis, warriors, you need 100 charioteers along with that. Support staff to look after or the horses, etc. Imagine parking 100 chariots. 400 horses. And they were trained in groups of 100. It would have been a mini city by itself. because specialized again. Parashurama school was specialized. Yeah, he only took Rathis and made them Maharathis. That's how it was. So, forget all these romantic ideas you have seen in Hindi films. One small kutiya somewhere. And 2-3 students sitting around. That will happen with a sannyasi. He is gone. He is staying in one place. And a few people come and learn from him full time. That can happen. With a sannyasi that can happen. Yes. Because we are only dealing with moksha, nothing else. You want to learn astrology, don't come to me. Gurukulas are there. You come to me only for moksha. Not for anything else. Are you seeing the difference? What a Gurukula is, what is this thing? Is something to understand our ancient traditions and culture.
Again, the aspirants for moksha will be less.
Will be less always. That's why remember Nalanda, Takshila, the later one which was destroyed. You can't say it is destroyed by Mughal invasion, okay? That is being fanatic. It is destroyed, it's a historical fact. Don't blame the Muslims of today for what happened then. That's all. The fact is fact destroyed. So that is how the Gurukulas were. Some big. And the system was also excellent. Why? You teach. How do you graduate out? You graduate when the teacher feels you are ready to graduate. Sometimes you will extend. Sometimes you will do this thing. General period was 12 years. Because it takes Guru 12 years to go one complete circle. So where have you started? One complete circle of all the Rashis, 12 years, generally. Then you are sent to the local king's court, where the scholars will examine. And if the scholars found this character is good, the king will give them certain monetary or in-kind gifts.
Call that manyam. Danyam.
Danyam. Not exactly Danyam. This was supposed to be Guru Dakshina for the Guru. You prove yourself at the king's court, and then whatever you get, that first this thing, he goes to the Guru. Why? The Gurukula has to run. So the funding agency, the examining agency, and the educational system are separate. So the good Gurukulas ran well because a lot of students passed out. Poor Gurukulas, if the Guru was not a good teacher or he was unlucky, he didn't go. Unlucky, he didn't get good enough students. Okay, correct. Why? Because there was no entrance exam. Why? Everybody had a right to education. Yeah, this was how the system was. Everybody had a right to education, a fundamental education. So how can you keep an entrance exam?
We also did not go through that.
Yeah. Entrance exam kidhar se? Everyone has a right. If right to education is fundamental, then this guy is staying close to the Gurukula and is approaching, how can you say no to him? What is he, what if he doesn't have the money to pay the fees? No fees is charged to the student. Remember, the Dakshina takes care of it. But that you get after 12 years, but every year people are passing out. And the past students maintain the Gurukula. The past students will always contribute something to maintain the Gurukula. What a system. Where there is social involvement in the education system. Past students, alumni was very active. So there was a networking of scholars available for any Gurukula. Networking of scholars. Some may have become great figures, so they would be called for guest lectures to inspire the students. Can you imagine the system? Sometimes it's important to know these things also, you know. Otherwise we just take the Vedanta one, we forget the background. This was a background. Yeah.
Were these all over India?
All over. Imagine someone like Krishna walking back into Sandipani. What a day it would have been for all the students. Or Arjuna walking back into Drona's school. All the young princes, 12-year-old, 13-year-old, looking at Maharathi Arjuna. Wow. What an inspiring thing. Yeah. Because many were like that. Yeah. Or Bhishma walking back into Parashurama's school. Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine the effect on the, you know, a little bit, use your imagination to see what the whole context is. Yeah. Like this used to happen when Pujya Swamiji, we go to meet him in the ashram, the same thing. We are happy to be in the background. Pujya Swamiji is talking, yeah, me kya muh kholega udhar. But Swamiji will catch, come, speak. Address the students, take care of them. Even if you don't do that, all the students will gather around. Oh, he passed out then. Achha, 10 years before. Yeah. If you earned a name for yourself, even better. But of course, in an ashram, Gurukula like us, in Anekati, Rishikesh, etc., and other places where all many of my Guru Bhais have started small setups. All adult students come. People have seen life, to an extent at least, and want to know about moksha. The Gurukula that he is talking about here is basic education first. Fir baad mein dekha jayega. Yeah. Because rare is a person who walked out to know the truth without basics, at least basic education. Rare is a person. There have been cases. Most of you would have seen one case at least, or at least heard of one case. Remember, there is someone called Nachiketa. His father said, go to hell. And he literally went to hell. He was bugging his father. The puja is going on, dana is going on, and the homa is going on, bugging his father. So I go to there, get lost. He took it seriously. Okay, I'll go and meet Lord Yama.
Whom are you going to recognize me?
Yeah. So there were cases, not that there weren't. But generally, as a general thing. Therefore, the father says go. Because probably in his own setup, the guy is getting too much of preferential treatment. Guru ka beta yaar. Get lost. Yeah. Okay, then he says, Swaha Dvadasha Varsham Upetya Chaturvimshati Varshaha Sarvan Vedan Aditya Mahamana Anuchamani Stabdaha Eyaya Tamhapita Uvacha Shvetaketo. What is the next word there? Ayastuhu Soume Idam Mahamana Anuchamani Stabda Asvitaha Tam Adesham Apraksha. Yena Ashrutam Shrutam Bhavati Amatam Matam Avignatam Vignatam Iti Katumnu Bhagavaha Yeda Adesho Bhavati Iti. Says Sa Dvadasha Varsham Upetya. Okay. 12 years he stayed with the Guru. Who the Guru is not mentioned here. 12 years he went to some other Gurukula and stayed there. 12 years full education. Chaturvimshati Varsham. Until he was of 24 years of age. That shows very clearly the father would have tried to teach him. Because he went to the Gurukula, another Gurukula only at the age of 12. Okay. Now the tradition was the Brahmana kid, okay, generally went to the Gurukula earlier at the age of 6 or 8. Why? Because to be a Brahmana you have to study, if you want to go into the Vedic thing, you have to by heart all the Veda, etc. So when you are younger, new brain connections, snaps, etc. are formed faster. So they started early. Vaishya Shudra, etc. went about 10 year old. Because they didn't have to buy out the whole Veda, etc. Okay. Whereas the Kshatriya kid was allowed to go up to 12 years old. Why? Certain family traditions had to be picked up at home. Seeing your father, uncles, brother, elder brother, etc. as warriors. Why? The warrior tradition is a difficult tradition. I always joke. René Descartes, the French philosopher, said, "I think, therefore I am." What does a martial artist say? "I ache, therefore I am." There is some aches and pains all over. Training is tough because a lot of physicality involved in it. Certain attitudes of that disdain for death, yeah, can't be picked up in a Gurukula where people are talking about how to make money long term, how to set up a business, or how to do a Vedic Yaga. Oh, Ahimsa, I will not kill even a fly. That is not the tradition, background a warrior requires. Yeah. As a priest, I can say, I will not. If there's an ant, a A warrior cannot be of that mind. He's a soldier. He's supposed to fight and kill. Where will he pick it up? Home traditions. Home traditions. At the same time, he has to recognize other traditions. If I am powerful, I should protect the weak, not exploit them. My sword should be in the defense of the poor and the weak, not in their exploitation. Where will he learn that? By seeing his father, his uncles, all of them doing that. Daddy, it is not your fight. Why are you getting involved? I am a Kshatriya. There is injustice being done. I have to get involved. Injustice being done. Daddy, I am scared if something happens to you. A coward dies 100 deaths. A valiant dies but once. That attitude, where will you get all these things? You don't see this among the batchmates in a Gurukula. So that's why the Kshatriya kid was allowed to go late. Plus, sort of muscles, etc. has to develop. Yaar, he is going to go for warrior training. You know? Thoda teenage, by teenage years, those hormonal development, etc. has to happen before he conditions that body into all that. Now here, this is a Rishi Putra. He should have gone at 6 or 8. But he goes at 12. That means what? Garmay father tried. Didn't work very well. So go. And there seems to have worked because he goes, he studies. Chaturvishnu. Sarvan Vedana Aditya. Mastered all the Veda, etc. Okay. By mentioning Veda, other disciplines, whatever he had to study, he is understood. Okay. Sarvan Vedana Aditya. But then there's a problem. Okay. Mahamanaha. Cocky, round, why? Arey yaar, look at the achievement. Mahamana. Anuchamani. Okay. Anuchamani. One who will not bend. There is no vinaya. Vidya should be vinaya sampanna. Gained with that humility. Oh, nahi. Okay. Stabdaha. Proud. Hey, yeah, yeah. This is how he returns. Now it's obvious, even though these words are used, it is more of the cockiness of a youngster than being literally like this. Haven't you seen youngsters? Very cocky about what they do. Very sure. It's okay. I meet them in my youth groups all the time. Big deal. Okay. That time a couple of nice strokes, na proper, everything is taken care of. They become great people. Yeah. Because they have that self-esteem, that all that is there. Thoda pseudo ho gaya, but that can be taken care of. Therefore he said, okay, Mahamanaha Anucham. And sir Pitavacha. The father is watching this. And he's saying, Shetiketu. How come? Swami idam mahamanaha anuchamani stabda ayasu tad esham apraksha. Okay. I mean, first of all, how did you become like this? Then he says, did you ask this? Ask what? For that knowledge where yena ashrutam shrutam bhavati. What is not heard becomes heard. Okay. Amatam matam bhavati. What is not thought of becomes thought of. Avignatam vignatam bhavati. What is not known becomes known. Can you imagine this? What you are not thought of becomes thought of. What you are not heard becomes heard. What you didn't know becomes known. One knowledge. Achha yaar. क्या है बेसिकली का उसको ओके कप्तम न भगवस आदेशा भवती इति He says, the boy says, is there something like that? No? How come there can be something? How come by knowing it, there can be something? Now there is another shaka of the Veda. In this it is not there. It's another shaka. Where the boy says, I don't think my teacher knew about this. Why? He was one of the best students. If he knew, he would have taught me, no? After all, his job is to teach. He's not there in this shaka of the Veda, okay? So another shaka it is there. If he knew, he would have taught me, no? And the father says, what did I ask you? And the kid thinks, the young man thinks, is there something like that? Is there a teaching like that? Now look at it, he may have been cocky, but the moment he says, is there something like that? Like here, here the Upanishad takes off from there. Okay. When he says that, what has happened? The father has triggered off, as I said in the morning, anything can be a trigger point for learning. No? This way of presenting Atma Jnana triggered off his jignyasa to know. Because the desire for knowledge has been kindled in him already, 12 years. That's why when you do this thing in one subject, you also like to do something in something else. I said, you there are, okay, enough students who finish their education, say, enough, Baba, both pada, now let me start working. And there will be some who will feel, let me study something else also. This is good, but this is not enough. I want to study something else also. Of course, it can go into dangerous lines. What in IITs, etc., we call the eternal student syndrome. You want to keep studying all your life, don't want to use it anywhere. That's the eternal student syndrome. This is not that. This is his genuine jignyasa. Curiosity is kindled. Can there be something so profound? Can there be something so unique that's all I have to know in life? So he says, okay, so okay. Because immediately whole thing has changed. Kaptam no bhagavaha sa adesho bhavati. Oh Lord, is there something like that? Not daddy, not this thing. The whole attitude has changed in him. That attitude change that happens so quickly, that's why I'm saying it was just the cockiness of a youngster. Even though stabdaha, anuchamani, all that is true, it's only the cockiness of a youngster. By which the father will think he's being so disrespectful. He's not really disrespectful. Just the cockiness of that youngster coming up. That's all. Yeah. Nothing more than that. Okay. Then he says, okay. Now the father is now giving an example to illustrate what he has said, knowing which everything else is known. In short, let's dive into one line, knowing which everything is known. Okay, he says, Yatha Saumya, Ekena Mrutpindena, Sarvam Runmayam, Vijnatam Sya, Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam, Mrutikeva Satyam. Very, a lot of things is involved in just that one verse. He says, Yatha Saumya, hey dear one, just like Ekena Mrutpindena, by knowing what is clay from one Mrutpinda. You know what is one Mrutpinda, meaning one lump of clay. By knowing just one lump of clay, Sarvam Mrunmayam Vijnatum Syad. Everything made out of clay, you will come to know. You will recognize the clay in everything that is made from clay. You know what is clay. Then you will see a statue. What is that? Clay. But it's a statue. That is a pot. That is a vase. It's all clay. The vase, the statue, the pot. None of them exist independent of clay. Therefore, he says, Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam mrittikeva satyam. Then what is pot, vase, statue? Vak arambanam. Just a word. All that is there is only clay. Satyam is clay. What is real there? Clay. Then what about all the other things? Forms for which you have a name. A form doesn't have an independent existence from the clay. Neither the pot nor the vase nor the statue has an existence independent of
clay.
That means clay in that example, in that context, clay becomes satyam, the other three becomes mithya. Look at it. In this context, what does mithya involve? What does mithya involve? Anything that is mithya has come from one source. Okay. Therefore, mithya literally becomes the effect. Satyam becomes the cause. Clay is cause. Because clay is independent of pot. Pot is not independent of clay. Therefore, whatever is mithya becomes a dependent reality. Whatever is mithya is only a name given to a form. The destruction of the mithya does not imply destruction of the cause, of the satyam. The satyam survives the destruction of the mithya. Mithya is functionally, experientially true. Satyam is reality. All this is implied in this example. Isn't it? All this. You say pot clay, pot clay, pot clay, theek hai. But when you say pot clay, can you see all that is involved? If you are not understanding nuances, check up with me right away, no problems. If you are not understanding and not checking up, there is too much clay where it is not necessary. Only if you are not checking up, not otherwise.
And that's the satyam.
After clay is satyam, now what can I do? Yeah. Are you getting the nuances involved? In this, with the, from this example is illustrating. I am not drawing the logic from the example. I am pointing out all the things that the example is demonstrating. All the principles that the example is demonstrating. Cause-effect relationship, satya-mithya, reality and what is functionally valid. All that. Can you see that? All that. That means, if you recognize clay, you will recognize everything made of clay. Because there is only clay really speaking. Reality is only clay. You can have a million forms. Doesn't matter. Now, in the recognition of the clay, does it imply that you won't know how to use what as what? A pot and a flower vase. Will you use them the same or will you use it differently? You will not store grain or pickles in a flour. Kar sakta hai na? Of course, it will hold it. Functional differences are appreciated. Function. Why? It's only that much. It's only an experience. It's only a function. I never get tired of repeating it, but this is a fact. In today's world, function, our experience, is given more importance than reality. There is where the problem comes. The problem comes there. Because the form becomes important. Hey, this is such a beautiful ring. Someone from an older generation will look at it and say, so zircons here are no value. Take this. The ring is simpler, but it is a diamond, it has got value. No, no, but this looks so pretty, so nice. That is money writing off. This is value that you will remain with you. But the form becomes more important than the value. Can you see that? Designer dresses. You will make, you can use it only. The stitching, this, that, everything comes off in a couple of hours. I have seen this happening. But that's all now. You can only wear it for one party. Because you can't be seen repeating the thing, no? And after 5 years it's outdated, so you can't repeat after 5 years anyway. The form becomes more important than the content, the guy who is wearing that. So because of that, in today's world, it's a little difficult for people to make that shift. Because experience is everything. Everyone wants to travel and see. Good. See the world. It's very good. It's a great experience. Yeah, it's a great experience. But there is something more important than the experience. In what way has it transformed me? In what way it has helped me grow? Only then that experience is valid. Yeah. For me to grow, I should look at what? Local cultures. Correct? If I'm traveling. I'm giving an example because I want to handle their experience part there. Local cultures I must examine. Cultures include what? Not only dance and music. How do they work? What is the work culture? How do they behave with each other in public places? In private places also, if you can, in a home. How do they obey rules, regulations of the road? That's also culture. Okay. What is their food like? I don't know. I took my khakras all. But what to do? I'm a vegetarian by, you know, my value. Correct. But you get vegetarian options anywhere of anything. Ask them to remove the meat and give it to you. Otherwise, why are you traveling? Be vegetarian, I'm a vegetarian, no problems. Like I went to that yoga festival, is this Indian food available? I said, I know Indian food. I'll take it once in a way just to, you know, feel like an Indian food. Otherwise, I will taste what is otherwise available. Vegetarian options are available. Why? Because, where is your exposure? In what way it is changing you, saying, oh, this is food means only this? No, other things are also food. So it's not the experience, it's not that, it is what it is making in you that is important. Even properties are sold as experience. Property, I mean flats, etc. Apartments. Sold as experiences. Yeah. I know somebody who bought a sea view property in Goa. And then last 10 years she has been fighting to prevent another building from coming up in front of her. Why? I bought this property for the view. I paid for the view. I said, don't be foolish. How can you prevent somebody else from making a building in their property? But I paid for the view. You're an idiot. I would have liked to put an adjective in front of that idiot, but I didn't do that. I agree, we buy for a view. I'm not denying it, but is a view permanent? A room with a view is a room with a view. After some time, you will take it for granted. Yeah, you will take it for granted. If it cannot create a wonderment in you, it will take it for granted. Like people would come. Our ashram in Rishikesh is one of the most beautiful locations. And we are staying there, busy with our studies. Living on Bhiksha, there, etc. So somebody will come from Chennai or some place and say, oh, what a beautiful view. And then we look at, correct, beautiful. Why? Because we have been staying there for years. Every day we see that view. Every day we see it. Oh, a dip in the Ganga is so great. Har Ashtami or Har Trayodashi or Purnima Omas. Every time we go and have a dip, so what's the big deal? And sometimes in between also. Why? Too hot, asan. Ganga mein jayenge, rukke marenge, thoda thanda ho jayega, thoda time ke liye. Room with a view, big deal. Can you actually imagine someone going to court and fighting a case? And couldn't make out how the case will go, so she came to... Swamiji, can you just predict through your tarot something, something? So I laid out. The tarot is saying you are in the place of a fool. Why? Because your fight is foolish. Vigya Guru tarot said it. Of course, after that I added a lot of explanation which was mine. Because it's foolish. Can you really prevent? And why all these things? Because that experience is given. I said, be thankful. In 20 years, global warming, no? There will be so many storms, that building in front will act as a buffer to your building. Then the experience will be very different for both of you. 20 years, let them enjoy. You enjoyed for 10. Let them enjoy for 20. After that, it will be your turn to enjoy. Why? You know, you have a buffer like in this storm. Experience. You hold on to that experience. Want to repeat the experience. And in the process, miss the reality. Sometimes it goes to dangerous extents. Interior designers remodeling flats without a clue about architecture. Yeah. Yeah. Pillars are being knocked down. Whole building collapses. Why? The form was more important. The aesthetics was more important.
People don't know the difference between a column and a beam. What to do? It starts from there.
I know. Yeah, designers, they are not architects, you know. We are about, we work with space. Have you seen designers speaking? We work with space, you know. We create space. Yeah. 1,000 square feet will remain 1,000 square feet. Within that, you can juggle and make a lot of illusions about it. That's all. Correct. Yeah, that's illusory, this thing you're creating, no? Yeah, you can create interesting niches and corners and all, but 1,000 square feet will remain 1,000 square feet. That doesn't change. You're not creating anything. You're only creating forms, niches and corners. Which is beautiful. Nobody is denying that. Nobody is denying the beauty of a form. But don't be carried away by the form and miss the content. That's important. Because if you know the content, you know the reality. Now remember, he is giving a limited example. Potently, limited example. Later on, he'll extend it to the whole universe. We'll see that later. Because otherwise you'll think Tattvamasi is about potently. I'm sorry, I'm constrained to say that because one of my students came to one of my camps when I was doing Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, for which I used an example, big blue fragrant lotus. It's an example. Like Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, big blue fragrant lotus, to as an example for Samanadhikarma. So, after about 5-6 years, I repeated that topic. Sometimes I do that because better understanding will come, because 5-6 years of learning has happened in between. So, better understanding will come. And this person turns around, I know. Big blue fragrant lotus, no? I said, no, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahman. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, big blue fragrant lotus. So, the connection has been made so well that room was only a big blue fragrant lotus, not Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahman. I said, oh my God. Have I been that great a teacher? So similarly here, it is about Satyam Mithya, not potently, okay? Satyam Mithya. No, this is how good students make you better teachers, you know. Because I say ek time ho gaya, toh dusra time nahi hona chahiye. That's called experience, learning from experience. If it doesn't change me, then how? What is the use of that experience? Idiot, बोल के इसको ऐल कुछ गाली देंगे idiot कैसे सिखा? That is not the, that's not me. Yeah. Even if I think idiot, being human, I will say in what way can I prevent that thing from happening another time? So therefore, satyam mithya. Okay, what is satyam? What is mithya? Okay, cause effect relationship here in this particular case, highlighting cause effect relationship. Form and content, functional validity compared to absolute reality of a thing. Okay, highlights that this is a thing. Okay, dependency and independence. Clay will exist even the pot is broken. But the pot cannot exist independent of the clay. All these points come into the picture. Okay. Then another example is given. Just so that it will. He is giving that example so that it doesn't remain at pot and clay. I mean, Dhalaka, good teacher. Yeah. Ordinary teacher nahi tha ye. Yatha saumya eken lohamanina sarvam lohamayam vijnatam syam vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam loho mityeva satyam. Okay. He says, ekena loha manina. Hey Soumya, like one loha mani. Because loha mani is used, it is supposed to be gold. Okay. Otherwise, loha can be taken as iron also. But the word for ayas that is used in the Upanishad, the word for iron used in the Upanishad is ayas. That's the next one. Okay. Because loha mani is used. Otherwise, loha alone would be iron. Loha mani. Okay. It is gold. Sarva loha mayam vijnatam syad. You know one gold. You know all things made of gold. All ornaments. Okay. 1 ton gold. My teacher's favorite example. 1 ton gold. Can't you imagine 1 ton of gold? No? 100 gram ka biscuit mila to 100 gram ka biscuit, wow. 1 ton. I don't know whether it is still there. There is a time when in Kolar gold fields will you go, they used to make these ingots for the RBI. Okay, 1 kilo ingots, 1 block. Okay, and they would tell the visitors, okay, If you can pick it up, it is yours. But it is designed such, unless you are a giant, your hands will not be able to grip it. People are struggling. You see all the visitors struggling with it. Never that. You have to be a giant of a person to be able to grip it.
Yeah,
the angle is
such. The angle is holding it up.
Yeah. So, ekena lohamanina, one lump of gold, you know what? All things made of gold, all ornaments, million ornaments, only one gold. Can be varieties of ornaments. Ornaments that can confuse you. You don't know whether it's a nose ring or a earring. Doesn't matter. Nose ring, earring, bangle, padane. Yeah. Ornaments which look like armor. Either done like a either done like a kada jaisa, you know, your
armlets.
Yeah, I know.
Now new thing has come for women for to wear on the
nails also. Nails. Yeah. Bahut kuch hai. Yeah.
Husbands are worried.
You can. There are so many gold ornaments available, you can wear those gold ornaments, and even if you are not dressed, you look dressed. Rekha and Utso. Everything is covered nicely. But it's all what? Gold. But we don't take it like that. Because when you say, Abhi, Diwali, thoda gold lene ka Diwali ke liye. All right, go buy gold. No, you don't buy gold, you buy an ornament. That's why you always pay extra. You're paying extra for the mithya. Making charges, eh, na? And when you go to sell it back, gold. He will take it only by weight of gold.
Melting charges.
Yeah. Yeah, now they should start melting charges also. When you go to buy, you're buying an ornament. Therefore, you're paying extra for the making charges. And when you go to sell it back to him, he's jnani. He's buying gold, not ornament. You made an engagement ring. Valuable. नहीं नहीं मेरे को पैसा की जरूरत है इतना गोल्ड है दे दे ही इज बाइंग गोल्ड यू आर बाइंग ऑर्नामेंट्स इफ योर अटेंशन इज ऑन द मिथ्या यू पे अ प्राइस फॉर इट सत्यम इज नॉट गोल्ड ये गोल्ड ही है ना इफ एनीबडी कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड दैट आई हैव अ वेरी प्रैक्टिकल वर्कशॉप डेमोन्स्ट्रेशन फॉर यू. Pick up any gold ornament you have. Leave the gold with me and take the ornament away. Me kya karega? With a chain or something, what will I do with it here? Hang on. Gold kama aayega. I will sell it and put it in my ashram trust, etc., etc. Inshallah, sometime will come up. Ho sakta. Useful. Once you do that, na, meaning leaving the gold and taking away the ornament, experiential learning, you'll never forget it. Never forget it. Don't worry. Example bola bas ho gaya, you don't have to do it. Samajh gaya samjhe. Yeah.
Therefore.
Therefore. Vacharamanam vikaro namadeyam loham ityeva satyam. What is satyam is a gold. Loha Mani and everything else, Vach Arambanam. This is important. He says what you call as an ornament is only a name, he says. It's only a name. Because what is the reality there? Some structure, some form, no? For which you have a name. If you come from a culture where that form doesn't exist, What does an ornament say that is unheard of in USA? The lady should be able to tell me.
Ornaments made of gold.
Huh? Which one? Nose rings? Nose rings, I also have seen Americans wearing
it. Yeah, nose ring, lip ring also.
Yeah, lip ring also, yes. There must be something. There must be something. If you come from a culture where the form is not there, you will not recognize the form.
Gods must be crazy. Coca-Cola bottle.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Or that old example I give. Vodka example. But it is very functional. Yeah. The American friend coming and me taking him to a Maharashtrian house for a traditional Indian meal. And they put a pot. And then you sit, then the thali will be put in front of you. He went and sat on the other side. Why? You sit on very, really, eat on very low tables. He mistook it for a table because there is nothing like a pot. Pot is not there in American culture. He thought it was table. Because he had been to Japan and all, seen low tables there. This is really low. Only one inch. He couldn't recognize it because there is no word for it. It is not a function there. Yeah, that's why when I look at something, I don't know, yeah, bangle hai ke, earring hai ke, nose ring hai, kya maalum hai. Why? Because it is round and this is it. But I have seen people wearing everything everywhere, so I don't know. And there should be two pointy things. Oh, this will be an uncomfortable earring because it will this is not an earring, this was the tongue piercing. Oh my god, okay. Ear I think was uncomfortable, abhi usko upar tongue mein dal lete. Kitna uncomfortable. It's okay. All there is what? Gold. Everything else is form. If you recognize the gold, you'll recognize the gold. Wherever the form is, whatever the form is.
Ladies also looking for appearance.
Okay, pardon? Yeah, that's why they are paying extra for it. That's why they are paying extra, because appearances matter. I am not saying, look at it, there are two things here. When you are looking at it like this, from functional examples. Okay. Certain functional things are important for you. I recognize that. We are not talking about how important or not important the function is. We are talking about the reality of it. If aesthetics is an important part of your functioning, please do it. Please do it. Please, I mean, that's fine. But recognize what it is. Recognize what you are paying that extra for. Like someone whom I know wanted an engagement ring. Cartier design. So took it to 2-3 people. Okay. So we can't replace this design. Not possible. So I thought for a second, I said, come. Chembur, my small jeweler. Okay. Hey, ye bana sakte hai kya? Haan saab, koi problem nahi hai. Mere karigar bana diya. And I told that kid, hey. She's getting engaged, okay? See, he is promising to make it, but will he be okay if it doesn't fit in 100%? Because nobody can. It's a Cartier design, they are experts. And all the fine machinery, etc. 20% either ho sakta. I'm okay with that. And when we came, even I was surprised because exact as the design was. Exact. In Chembur mein. You know that Mahalakshmi Jewelers?
Yes.
That
yes.
Gully on the side? You yes. Go right down the last shop on the right hand side.
Yes, yes.
Hmm?
We go there.
It's a Marwari shop, last shop on the right hand side. Front is a Mandu Anthony's shop.
Yes.
This is on the right hand side.
Yes.
Character replaced it. I was impressed. Look at it, it's all form. But I'm impressed by his skill in creating that form. But I won't buy that ring. Why? Zircons. Value nahi hai. Value nahi. Somebody else may buy because form is important. That's okay. Okay. So if it is important for you and you are paying a, it's not about what you are paying a price for, etc., etc. That is not the question here. The question here is understanding what is the reality. The reality is gold. Everything else is name and form. In fact, I don't even have to say name and form. The Upanishad only says name. My name is meant for form only, no? And in functioning that becomes necessary. That's why all sadhus are anandas. Sab ananda hai. Because you recognize your ananda, you're ananda. Or you are on the way to recognize. One other, Vividisha. Phir kya bolega Bhishma? That ananda, this ananda, that ananda. Can you function like that? So kuch. Adjective lagai. This is Brahma Vidananda, that is Paramatmananda, that is Paramarthananda. This is Brahma Vidyananda. Some difference, why? Ananda ko difference function, na. Otherwise it will be like that. Who are you? Nobody. Why? All roles have been dropped now. Game of Thrones. Who are you? Nobody. Who taught you that? Nobody. You can't function like that. Yeah, for functioning, some name, some this is necessary. So similarly here, what is the reality? You function with the form. The idea is that even when you are functioning with the form, you don't miss the reality of gold. You don't miss the reality. Okay. Not enough. We'll give another example. I'll do another analysis. Back. Okay. Yatha saumya ekena nakha nikratanena sarvam krishnayasam vijnatam syat vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam krishnayasam ityeva satyam saumya sa adesho bhavati iti. Yatha saumya, he says. Ekena nakra nikrandena. Naka nikratakena. If you know one nail cutter, if you know, Upanishad, of course, those nail cutters were slightly different design. They were not spring loaded ones. You will find this type of nail cutters even in use now if you go to the local barber. Not the saloons, not the beauty parlors, forget that, not the saloons. Right. Saloon is A1 hair cutting saloon, no, not that character also. Right. You have to go lower down. Nyai. Usse jayega na, then you will use that nail cutter and he uses it so efficiently. It's one rice rod, with a, it looks like a scalpel.
Yeah.
It looks like a medical scalpel, it looks like. Only thing is scalpel, the sharp edge is on the side, this is on the top. And the end, the sharp edge is there. At a slight angle, so you can cut it round the nail very perfectly. Yeah. Nakra nakrate na. Sarvam krishnayasam vijnatam syat. In that you recognize krishnayasam, the black iron. Okay, iron you recognize. Okay, then. Is there no iron? You know everything that is made from iron. However complex it is, it's nothing but iron. However sophisticated it is. It is nothing but iron. Whatever sophisticated function it fulfills, fact is it's iron only, na? Reality. Sarvam vikaro namadeyam krishnayasam ityeva satyam. This is the teaching I am talking about, he says. In this shaka itself it is there. But the boy's response is not another shaka. I made a mistake. It is in this shaka itself. And this much was said. Okay? What is the son's response, etc.? We will see next class. Okay? Now time for a break. You can go for a walk, this, that, etc. And we meet here again at 7? We meet at 7 to continue. How much is the cap cost? 3,450. 3450.
I don't know how much I brought. Let me see.
It's okay, give me afterwards also. No
I'll see in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see how much is the room.
3,500. I owe you 50.
That's all. So I've got enough.
Yes, you got enough. I owe you 50. Hold on. Yeah. In between, I may do other things. That's a difference. Don't worry. Both Malays. In fact, I won't be able to do all the verses.
Swami is saying that they doubt about Manushyad and Vishnu.
Yeah. We're going to do that. That's how the whole thing goes, no? The teaching goes like that. Oh, okay. Fine.